Welcome to the deep dive. Ever felt like our healthcare system, well, it mainly jumps in after things have already gone wrong?
Yeah, it's often very reactive, isn't it?
Exactly. So what if there was a way to flip that? To not just fix problems, but to actually, predict and prevent them years, maybe even decades before they start.
That's the core idea we're digging into today.
We're looking at Life for Health's vision. It sounds pretty ambitious to make truly predictive and preventive medicine less of a dream and more of your everyday reality.
Right. Think about it. Healthcare now often feels like firefighting, just reacting. What Life for Health is aiming for is twofold. Yes, helping reverse existing disease, absolutely. But the really revolutionary part, making predictive and preventive medicine the intellectual engine, the brain, if you like, guiding our health long before any alarms go off.
Okay, let's get into the weeds here. The current system really struggles with prevention, doesn't it? It's hard to put a price tag on it.
It really is. It's fairly straightforward to measure, say, how a pill lowers your blood pressure right now. But assigning a clear value to eating well for 10 years or getting good sleep.
How do you even measure that consistently?
Exactly. And the system tends to value short-term inputs, the treatments, the pills, not necessarily the long-term outcome of staying well.
Which leads to this sort of paradox.
Precisely. It's what we call the prevention paradox. We end up pouring resources into expensive later stage treatments. Think about things like GLP-1 drugs for really high BMIs. Necessary sometimes, of course.
But maybe avoidable earlier.
Potentially, yes. Studies often suggest that earlier, maybe simpler interventions could give better results long-term and be more cost-effective. But it's hard to prove.
And the data itself is tricky too, right? Relying on people reporting their own habits.
Oh, definitely. Self-reported data is, notoriously unreliable. We all intend to eat perfectly and exercise daily.
The intention's there.
But what actually happens versus what we tell our doctor can be quite different. It makes validating prevention strategies on a big scale really, really difficult.
So if we're caught in this loop of reacting, how do we break out? How do we actually build a system that rewards keeping people healthy?
This is where Life for Health introduces a concept they call, they call them time machines.
Time machines. Okay, now you've got my attention. Sounds a bit sci-fi.
It does, a little. But the idea is grounded in data, massive amounts of it. These aren't literal machines, obviously.
Right, okay.
They're built using comprehensive longitudinal data. So collecting information over decades. We're talking biosamples, blood, tissue, etc., plus medical records and non-medical info like activity levels from wearables, diet tracking, things like that.
All from the same individuals over a long, long time.
Exactly. Then, using advanced AI, researchers can essentially rewind time. They can take those old biosamples collected maybe 20 years ago and analyze them with technologies that didn't even exist back then.
Like finding clues from the past using future tech.
Precisely. There's a great example, the ABARC study. They used blood plasma samples stored for decades.
And what'd they find?
They identified specific protein changes in people during midlife that strongly correlated with developing Alzheimer's disease much later on.
That's incredible. So you're not just guessing anymore. You're actually seeing the biological pathways unfolding.
That's the goal. To understand the disease pathways so well that you can predict future dysfunction, before it manifests clinically, it makes prevention quantifiable, precise, actionable.
Okay, so if you can predict it, if you see these pathways,
how
does that translate into actually doing something? How do we intervene effectively for, the average person?
Yeah, that's the crucial next step. How do you measure the value of that prevention? Life for Health proposes tracking the direction and magnitude of change in your health trajectory over time.
So, are you getting healthier, staying the same, or getting worse, and how fast?
Exactly. Are you improving, stable, declining, and by how much? This approach helps resolve that prevention paradox.
How so?
By changing how healthcare gets paid. The idea is to adjust payments based on a patient's age and their health trajectory. So there's an incentive to focus on early prevention and on reversing advanced disease. The system rewards keeping you healthy, tailored to where you are in life.
So it's not just about treating sickness, it's about rewarding wellness maintenance.
That's the fundamental shift. And importantly, it's designed to be accessible.
Because often these advanced things feel like they're only for the wealthy or the already very healthy.
Right. But Life for Health actually embraces risk. It sees individuals who are already living with multiple chronic conditions, multi-morbidity people often overlooked by preventive programs now.
Because they're seen as too complex or costly.
Perhaps.
But
here, they become key participants. Why? Because successfully changing their health trajectory, redirecting those potentially huge future healthcare costs, that creates enormous value for the whole system.
So it's about including everyone, especially those who stand to benefit the most, making prevention universal, not a luxury.
Exactly. It's about focusing on the potential gain, regardless of where someone starts.
It paints a very different picture of healthcare. Imagine a journey where risks are flagged early, where you get guidance to navigate towards a healthier future instead of just waiting for something to break.
Yeah, moving from reaction to proaction. The big takeaway here is that if you build a system on really robust data, on transparency, and crucially on trust, then predictive and preventive medicine stops being this vague, hard-to-value concept.
It becomes real, measurable.
Measurable, accessible, and something we can all work towards together, longer, healthier lives. So thinking about this shift, what stands out to you about potentially moving from just reacting to health issues to truly being proactive about your own well-being?